going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yes, indeed. Welcome on in. Day two of the NFL Draft. Team WWL here at Hooters in Metairie. Stop by and say hey. Steve Geller with Saints Legends, Bobby Hebert, Deuce McAllister, Mike D'Antilier, Mike Haas, bringing you every pick of the night plus all-pro analysis. Come join us. Metairie in Hooters, the craveable food and wings cold beer spot for you. 55 margaritas as well. That's $5 margaritas. I thought that said 55.
We need 55 margaritas to start the night.
Yes, and then roll
55.
You know what I'm excited about, and that'd be Margaritaville for sure, is considering the number of significant picks. Now, I don't know, you know, sometimes we trade those picks, but look, 40, 71, 93. Boy, you look second, third round. Mike, we should be able to get another start out of there. Maybe not. Maybe two. So can you imagine right now we hit the draft, and out of the next four picks, we would get three starters?
The question is, do they keep all these picks today?
No, that's what I was saying. I don't know if we will. You might say, oh, we want this one guy, so we got to trade up for sure. We're going to get him.
But my thing is, keep all three picks.
Yeah.
That's what I would want to do. Because you're not one player away.
Because they all kind of rank the same. They all rank the same, right?
That's the way I look at it.
Yeah, so you look at 40, 71, 93. That could bode well before we even go in the fourth round. And can you imagine? Now, we got a starter yesterday, right? So I think even two out of the three, whether it's 40, 71, 93 ball, what if they contribute at a high level? Then that's your future. Because you want a quarterback, obviously. But I'm just talking about players who are going to play from the get-go and we're going to count on for a handful of years to come.
Here's my deal. And round one's always great for me because, that's the top of the litter. But I love round two and three.
That's the meat potatoes, right, Mike?
It's the blood and guts of your team. I think about, and Steve's a Saints guy now, but he always loves the Eagles. Think about the Eagles, their starting quarterback, Jalen Hurts, second-round pick.
Right.
Landon Dickerson, their starting guard, second-round pick. Cam Jurgens, their starting center, second-round pick. Dallas Goedert at tight end, second-round pick.
I think he's good.
And look, that's just on offense. You go on the defensive side, N'Kobe Dean, third-round pick. Zach Bond, who was with the Saints, he was a third-round pick.
Right.
Big play Slay, who started for them last year. He's with the Steelers now. He was a second-round pick at Detroit. And last year in round two, who did they get? Cooper DeJean. And look at the nickel position. Look how much he contributed to that football team. You talk about the Eagles have hit in rounds two and three. That's the blood and guts of your football team right there in this day.
Let's look at the difference. So remember 2017, right?
Right.
So 2017 on day they have two first rounders. So on the second day tonight, they have a second round and three third rounders. So we always kind of point to the 2017 draft, right?
Right.
So in 2023, that was the last time they really had some picks. They had five picks in the top 127. In fact, the same numbers as tonight. They had picked 40.
That's a good omen, Haas.
Well, hold on a second. They had picked 40, and they had picked 71. They picked Isaiah Foskey with pick 40, and they picked Kendre Miller with 71.
Oh, that was
now,
the wrong
pick. It's early, you know, again.
Early.
They say it's early. You're going to take a few years. But think of that's kind of crazy. First off, 2017, man, you had two firsts, a second, and three thirds. And then you had nothing until the sixth round, until Saturday.
But, you know.
And they all hit.
You know,
part.
We hit when you look at Mike, you always look at your top 100 players, 40, 71, 93. The bottom line, you know, all graded very similar, is we just got to pick the right one. You know, we don't need the damn Isaiah Foskey. You know, now we got bamboozled. We all thought, Mike and Hoss, you bring this up to me. I thought, oh, he's going to work out. But he's in the Notre Dame record books and all. Well, I don't know. He's been in the witness protection program, like you said, Mike, out of sight, out of mind.
I'm just saying it's kind of unique to think that they have the same exact pick, 30 and 71. I'm not. This wasn't about Foskey and Miller.
Yeah. But hopefully whoever we picking and the expectations that we can hit on them. And they can contribute right away like we definitely in the first round of that we picked number 9, the tackle. You know, when you look at Kelvin. I mean, right now you need those bookend tackles because the Saints have a lot of success in the past. So hopefully that's the case that we got those guys.
And, Bob, we've already started round two with the Browns up on the clock. And the Browns actually had two of the top four picks in round two.
And would they go for a quarterback here? Or
Who's your quarterback there?
Joe Flacco.
So you think they're going to take one of those draft picks would be a quarterback?
You would think.
You know, Mike, what do you think about Jack Sawyer, the edge guy from Ohio State? Is that too soon for him, like early second or not? Because I've seen some mock drafts.
I think he's 47th or 48th for me. So he would be a second-round pick. But I'll be honest with you, Bob, from 25 to 50, Deuce and I would
name much difference.
I mean, it's like centimeters difference between, you know, each of those guys.
If I'm Cleveland here, Bobby, honestly, trading back.
Yep.
I'm trying to coop some of those draft picks. You know, same thing they did with the number two pick.
Right.
I'm trading back, trying to get back. You know, maybe 5-10 spots. Unless there's just a guy that I love. But like we just talked about, you've got so many holes. If you're not taking one of the quarterbacks right now, immediately, go get you another pick or two by moving back 5-10 spots. Because there is some team, I can guarantee you, there is some team that is trying to move up. They are hot and heavy trying to move up. They were not able to. And you basically, you know, get that first pick of this. You won't get the fifth-year option, but you get the first pick of the draft now, you know, going forward as far as the second round is concerned. So if I could move back 5-10 spots, if I'm Cleveland, knowing I need assets as far as players, I'm doing so.
Team WWL in place here at Hooters in Metairie. Stick around for more of the TrainSouth.com WWL Draft Fest. We'll be back with more right after this news break on WWL.
Whoa.
Welcome back into the TrainSouth.com WWL Draft Fest here at the Hooters in Metairie. We just had the first pick of the board coming in for the Cleveland Browns. We'll review that. But, folks, who is ready to party? Now's your chance to win a pair of tickets to the second weekend of Jazz Fest. Today's password is Lanyap. That is Lanyap, LAGNIAPPE. Now just go to WWL.com/contest. Register to win. It's that easy. Don't miss your chance. All you got to do is listen 9, noon, 3, and 6 for Jazz Fest. Code word of the day. You can see amazing artists like Pearl Jam, Luke Combs, Lenny Kravitz, Santana, Trombone, Shorty, and more. Good luck and happy festing, folks, from Miller Lite, the official beer of Jazz Fest and WWL. Well, if we knew round two was going to be a lot faster, guys, and the picks are starting to come in definitely at a more rapid speed than it was in round one. And we got the Houston Texans now taking Jaden Higgins.
Man, I wanted the Saints to get him, Mike.
A big wide receiver.
Yes.
Yeah, Jaden's wanted a few big wide receivers in this draft class. He started at Eastern Kentucky, transferred to Iowa State, and they'll have another one picked pretty soon in Noel, who's a smaller guy. But Higgins is the big lengthy guy, really good in the red zone, excellent route runner, and he's deceptively fast because he's got these really long legs that can just sort of outrace you. And, man, he really came on last year for Iowa State. And people say, well, Iowa State wins all those games. is Higgins and Noel on the outside.
Yeah, they had two receivers from Iowa State of all places. But, Mike, he reminded me, like, one of them with the Saints because of McMillan, how he's a big receiver. You know, the Saints, we have receivers, but who's big? And that's why I was saying maybe we're 40 to get him, but it looks the Texans just took him.
And last year they got decimated by injuries, right, Deuce?
Yeah, you did, and you got a trade here.
And the Tennessee Titans have traded the pick to Seattle.
So does Seattle make the move for a quarterback?
Wouldn't surprise me.
They spent a lot of money on Sam.
Well, you did.
Sam Darnold, but what's behind Sam?
But I don't know if I go for a quarterback here today.
I don't know.
I mean, Seattle's one of those teams where, hey, maybe in the third round, but to move up.
They have somebody targeted.
They have somebody that they're definitely targeting. You know who the quarterback is for Iowa State? And I'm probably saying his name wrong, but it's Beckett. His dad played tight end in the NFL years. I think he was a first rounder for the Jets and played down at Tampa. He's one of the coaches for if it's not the USFL teams, UFL, and his son is the quarterback, and he'll probably be a prospect next year that comes out.
Man, he can sling it.
He can sling it. He's probably not the biggest, or I mean, may not have the strongest arm wise, but you just saw one of his receivers that went number two, and another one will probably go in the second
round. The first pick taken with the Cleveland Browns, they took the linebacker from UCLA. Talk about his story. And I mean, you're talking about definition of a football player, just write his name and just put football player. He's a tackling machine.
Yeah, Carson Schlesinger was actually a walk-on at UCLA. He came out of high school. He was 188 pounds. He played safety, put on some weight, became a linebacker. And, boy, if you watched him against LSU this year, everywhere the ball was, he was. And he can cover. He runs the field well, plays against the run strong.
If he's healthy, you'd be almost shocked if he didn't have 100-plus tackles. And I'm talking about the NFL level.
Think about Cleveland now. Mason Graham in round one, defensive tackle, and then Schlesinger in round two. So they get a defensive tackle, linebacker. Where they ranked stopping the run last year? It was either 29 or 30th, wasn't they?
Well, they're addressing that for sure.
Yeah. And they got a pick coming up after Seattle.
Well, which you'll be interested to see going forward if the Saints and Carolina address stopping the run. Because we know we were like last. We were one before last. I think the Panthers were last stopping the run.
Saints were 31st, giving up 4.9 yards a carry 4 years after being number one.
Yes. It went from the penthouse to the outhouse, mm-hmm. And then so Cleveland, they're in the same boat. You know, if you're in the bottom five in the league, again, in any stat,
Then,
so Cleveland addressed that by going that route with the D-tackle and now the linebacker.
The Seahawks traded pick number 52 and 82. Titans traded pick number 35.
The Titans need so many positions, and that's why they could do this, in essence, picking up extra picks, because they feel as though that's not a lot of difference between what you're picking here and what you're picking a little bit farther down the road.
Well, is it for the Seahawks, is it a receiver?
I think it's a quarterback.
You think it's a quarterback?
I saw one of the mocks I saw had Seattle trading with the Saints to get up to that 9. Saints go to 18 in the first round because they wanted a quarterback. So it wouldn't stun me.
I was going to bring up wide receiver guys, too, because the fact that one of the best available players they're saying still out there is Luther Burden.
Yep.
Man, we watch Luther Burden enough. Man, that guy can play.
Yeah, but I mean, look at what Seattle lost. You lost DK Metcalf,
Tyler Lockett,
and you lost Lockett. You know, you still have one of your, I guess, a first rounder from a couple years ago. And here it is on the screen. What pick Seattle gets? Pick number 35. Titans get second round pick number 52 and a third round pick.
So we just waiting on Seattle to make that pick officially announced because they've already turned that card in, and no quarterbacks yet. And so we'll see if that changes here with Seattle. But wide receiver.
And Seattle, the interest in the second round, also the cornerback from East Carolina, Sharon Revelle Jr.
Yeah.
He was more like a middle second, but maybe they thought someone might take him and they really wanted him.
The pick is in for the Seattle Seahawks coming to the podium now. With the 35th overall selection, they moved up to to make this pick. The clock is ticking down here. Reminder for everyone, too, the Saints, their second-round selection today, Ryan Ramczyk will be announcing
the pick.
That's right.
And their second round is 7 minutes, so we pick up. They're a little faster, right? Let's seven go, minutes a round as opposed to 10.
And none of us were correct on this pick.
Nope, not at all.
As the clock runs down.
Offensive line.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Fine.
Negative.
Nope.
I'm going to
nope.
keep guessing positions.
Keep guessing.
Keep guessing. So not quarterback, not wide receiver, not offensive line.
Nope. Keep going.
Defensive back.
Nope.
Nope.
Linebacker.
Nope.
Nope.
Edge.
Nope.
Tight end.
Nope.
Who's left?
Yeah, I don't.
Quinshon Judkins.
Wow. Oh, running back.
Running
Ohio
back.
State. Ohio State.
That Ole Miss boy, huh, dude? He left Ole Miss, went to Ohio State.
Yeah, and if he stays in Oxford, he breaks a few more of
your records.
Oh, yeah.
So you're like, go.
I wanted him to stay. You know, it took a while to break him, but he is a tremendous, tremendous player. And what's interesting is Seattle has Walker.
Safety. No, Emin Wari.
Whoa. Somebody got some bad information here.
And Mike, he could have been
so a when I said safety, defensive backfield, I was right a little bit.
Mike.
I'm sorry. I'm a pick ahead.
Yeah, Deuce is one pick ahead.
I'm a pick ahead.
Mike, Emin Wari, I mean, he was a first-round talent.
Yes.
A first-round talent. I think it's a fit pick. And
yes.
You think about their head coach, defensive-oriented with Mike McDonald.
Where did he come from?
Baltimore.
I mean, and so he's got his Kyle Hamilton.
Didn't you have him ranked higher than Malachi went to the Ravens?
One pick off.
So what you're saying is we know Cleveland's pick already.
We know Cleveland's pick.
and
Cleveland did not.
And we'll let you guess the position.
I will. I'm going to be called Vegas right quick.
Yeah, are you going to call Vegas right quick?
Yes.
And Cleveland did not go the quarterback.
Right.
Oh.
Nope. Didn't go the quarterback, but I think when you look at it, Nick Chubb, you don't know what you're going to get any more from him.
Right.
Just with the injuries that he's been able to come off of. They still have a really good line, but Cleveland must feel really good about the other quarterbacks. And I know that they're probably still trying to get and I got to get some clarity on that situation. Can they file and get salary cap relief if Deshaun cannot play because the injury happened?
That's above my pay grade, Deuce. I don't know that one.
Off the field?
Or do you
have to put him on the non-injury reserve? Or I mean, because there's something they can file. And what was interesting though, they had insurance; they had to insure that policy.
Right. All the guarantee.
Yeah, and so they may be able to get some salary cap relief. Is what the word was when he originally re-injured that. I think it was Achilles.
Boy, it just shows you the NFL is so humbling. Shador's like, what?
Yeah.
And then you keep sliding and sliding. I know Deion's ticked off. And
you know what, though, Bob? Sometimes God puts you in the right place.
Right, yeah.
Put you in the right place.
Yeah, you have, how are you going to handle diversity going forward? Yeah.
We even had President Trump sounding off about Shador not getting drafted.
What?
That's true.
He was all mad. He couldn't believe that nobody would took Shador in the first round and that he should be going first pick day two.
Well, I mean, come on. Trump's right some of the time. I mean, not all the time. It's not gospel. I mean,
thought it was funny we got the president sounding off on the NFL draft.
Well, he was a professional football owner when the USFL, the New Jersey Generals, he brought in Herschel Walker and Doug Flutie, so he probably thinks he knows a little bit about football.
That was my first football jersey, actually. Herschel Walker, New Jersey Generals, yep.
Yeah. So, yeah, you a Jersey boy, you know, and the Devils aren't doing too good in the NHL.
The Canes are killing us.
But, Deuce, the thing with Judkins is the fact that I think you're right. Had he stayed at Ole Miss – he'd be on top of that lead list for rushing stuff. No doubt.
And he is a physical runner. He's not a big guy.
No, he's not.
I mean, he's not a big guy, but he brings a nice thump to his running ability and his style. And so I think it's what like Pike High School in Alabama is where he was. And how about this, Bobby? Neither Alabama nor Auburn offered him.
What?
Neither Alabama or Auburn.
That shows he'd always get it right.
No. And how about this now? We're talking about a young man. I think it was what? Was it Herschel or – I think it was Herschel Walker record that he was flirting with as far as rushing yards for a freshman.
Well Herschel – okay, because Herschel at University of Georgia.
Yeah, but
right, that's a freshman
I'm talking about we're talking about like over 1,500 rushing yards as a freshman. As a freshman. So it's not – I didn't even do that, you know.
Well, wait, did Ohio State pay them more money than Ole Miss?
Yeah. I don't want to get into the financials.
Well, the thing is, but he got a national championship ring.
They did not.
They did not pay him more?
More. Ohio State did not.
So he was going maybe to win a championship?
No. So sometimes you kind of misjudge the market.
I gotcha.
And Nico, you know, maybe I got a pretty good situation here.
Right.
But, hey, I want a little bit more. And if I don't get it, I'm gone. And you put out some fillers to a few schools, and those other schools like, I'm not close to competing. Why am I going to pay a running back this money? But, like you said, at the end of the day, you got a national championship.
Yeah, with Ohio State. If you're not going to get paid, that's the team to go to.
I remember when he was, what, 100, less than 190 pounds when Ole Miss signed him?
Yes.
I don't think he was. I think the second number was an 8. For sure.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's thick. He is put together though.
Yeah.
He is put together, and he is a physical runner.
Safety Nick Emmemwori going to the Seattle Seahawks, the 35th selection. Then it was Quinshon Judkins, running back out of Ohio State, going to the Cleveland Browns. We are taking a break here at our Draft Fest coverage at the Hooters in Metairie. Make sure you stop by and say hey. We'll be back with even more with Team WWL right after this. Welcome back into the TrainSouth.com WWL Draft Fest. Steve Geller, Bobby Hebert, Deuce McAllister, Mike D'Atelier, Mike Haas. We're wall-to-wall coverage, Saints and NFL draft coverage. You can join us in Hooters at Metairie. Craveable food with wings, cold beer, and $5 margaritas. Gentlemen, we just had a pick coming off the board to the Miami Dolphins. I guess, Mike, you'd be lucky you don't have to pronounce this one. It is offensive lineman Jonah Savanea.
Savanea, who's played mostly tackle at Arizona. I think most teams were looking at him as an interior player, maybe as a left guard. If he played tackle, it would be right tackle in this league. But, man, for a big man, can he move? I mean, you can see his movement skills. He was a really good player at Arizona. A little bit of inconsistent moments there, and he's going to need a good technical coach to work with him. Arizona had a kind of a weird offense where everything was coming out real fast. And so, man, his setup and for pass blocking was like 1 second, hit it, and then they throw it downfield.
So who's on the clock? Like the Patriots?
Yeah, Patriots should be close.
And then the Bears.
I think, and look at the Patriots, how they go with Will Campbell. Don't they need a receiver? Watch if Luther Burden here.
Luther Burden.
And, Deuce, good. What about Trey Harris from Ole Miss? Is that too soon for Trey Harris? I mean, because I've seen in some mock drafts, he was going to the Patriots.
He's probably a second rounder, maybe third rounder. Just really depends. The thing that hurt Trey the most was probably the injuries. And how much he's recovered. I don't want to call him an older receiver. He's a big physical receiver, so the cold shouldn't bother him. I mean, I can see him being one of those guys in the second round. I don't know if it's here, though, as far as
with this, with 38, the Patriots.
You know who's still available to Mason Taylor?
Yeah, tight end, LSU.
Tight end from LSU. And so, you know, they pick Will Campbell. You know, maybe they got
keep the team together.
Keep it all there. But, again, with the Patriots.
Now that you say that, Will Campbell, do you know at one time, I remember my dad, I was fussing my dad. I go, why are you cheering for the Patriots? He goes, they have 7 LSU players
That's
on the
true.
Team. Well, remember that with Falk, Kevin Falk? And all?
Like Marquise Hill,
there was like 7 LSU players on the Patriots team one time. My dad was like, I like the Patriots. I go, what? You like the Patriots? And then he explained to me, they got 7 LSU players.
You know why Nick and Bill Belichick, you know, because Nick was here at LSU
at
that time.
Right.
And so, you know, he took word very well from from Coach Saban.
Guys, from what I'm seeing on my social medias, it looks like the Patriots are going running back here.
Oh.
We said, I told you how many, 10?
They'd come off the board quick. Yeah.
Ten in the second and third round, roughly between 10 and 15. So, I mean, this is the Patriots wanted another offensive weapon. And so if it is a running back, then you definitely get that offensive weapon. Is you took a blocker for your quarterback, your young quarterback. Now I get him a running back.
When you look at some running backs, how about Caleb Johnson, Iowa Hawkeyes?
Travion Henderson.
Travion Henderson, Ohio State. Maybe Dylan Sampson, Tennessee. But, Mike, how about a lot of mock drafts? Caleb Johnson from Iowa. He was, considered a second rounder.
He's a really good player. And then another one I like is from our guy from Mississippi, transferred Mississippi State, receiver. I can't even think of the kid's name.
So he transferred from Mississippi State, then?
Yep. I'll tell you in a second.
Yeah, it's Travion.
Well, Travion Henderson is
yeah, we just said. Yeah,
but, I mean, there are like five or six really good running backs that are going to be picked.
Well, and you look at Travion Henderson, that backfield they had at Ohio State, he averaged 6.5 yards per carry in 4 years at the Buckeyes. He averaged 7.1 yards per carry as a senior. In the college football playoffs, he had 414 yards of scrimmage on 44 touches. He averaged 9.5 yards a touch. You know, it's come playoff time, that was the cat. That was the cat that got it done for Ohio State.
And here was the best part of him. Of all the backs, he's the best pass protector. I know one thing. Drake May likes that.
Yes.
Because you saw a lot of times they would try to blitz Will Howard right up the middle because they didn't really fear him, Deuce, as a guy that was going to run away. And Travion would pick it up. But, boy, his ability to turn the corner, and he's got another speed.
We're looking at it on television.
Yeah.
That's what I was about to say. His second gear, he gets there.
Hits it and gets it.
He gets there. We talked about Quinshon Judkins earlier. Quinshon was the power guy. Here's your lightning. I mean, because he can turn the corner and he can take 180 in any moment.
But dudes, they showed him like he was flanked out like Reggie Bush. He ran a slant and go. He looked like a damn receiver out there.
That part, Bobby, the only thing I'll tell him, and he will get better at it, he's got to squeeze that football.
Exactly.
He's got to squeeze that football, but I'm telling you, if you give him a lane,
he can take it to the house.
Good night.
Deuce, I don't know if you'd agree with this, but I don't think the Buckeyes win the national championship if they don't have Travion Henderson.
No, I mean, it's his pure speed. it's his ability to be able to take 180. I mean, because they had a good team, but I don't think that they can – his ability to be able to take it 80. I mean, Will Howard was a guy that you wanted to throw, make him have to throw it 40 times instead of having to turn it around and, you know, be able to run him 10 to 12 times.
Junkins and spread the wealth.
Thank you. And so without Henderson, I don't see it either.
That's a quarterback's best friend right there. Then you just – the quarterback's looking at him. Will's looking at him. Go.
Think about Mike Vrabel, and he loves to run the football. And now, you know, he's got a Will Campbell at left tackle. He's got Henderson. And you've got a quarterback now for 15 years if you don't get hurt. And Drake May, man, all of a sudden now – New England, I think they would need one more draft to piece all this together, but they may be something
It'd be the rebirth of the Patriots post-Tom Brady, because when you think about it, the team of the 21st century was the New England Patriots before the Chiefs. Now, they kind of passed the charge. The Chiefs are the team right now. Now, what have you done for me lately? They lost the Super Bowl. But before that, if you look at the first decade, and with Tom Brady and the Patriots and Belichick, come on. They were like a dynasty plus. I mean, it was unbelievable what they did. So they got to get back to that.
Chicago's got about a minute left, and the Saints will be on the clock in round two, baby. Man,
it's coming. It's here, Hoss.
Well, if the Saints want a quarterback, guys,
everybody's there.
Right, the ones they've visited with or been talked about are all there, like you said.
I think they would go with Milrow or with the boy from Louisville. I don't want to butcher
Shuck.
His name. Shuck, even before Shador. I'm just telling you, if they go that route with the pick, pick 40.
I don't think they're going to pick Shador. I think if they go quarterback, it would be Milrow or Shuck.
Yeah, that's – I mean, if they go that route, you know. we don't know that'll happen. But, no, I think Shador is going to keep sliding.
Here's my deal with the Bears. Deuce, wouldn't they look at another running back here, too?
Yeah.
Because they have DeAndre Swift.
Well, you, and I don't know if they really like him.
That's why I mean, said
they ran him out. His offensive coordinator ran him out of Detroit.
They also have the pick after the Saints. So we go Chicago, Saints, Chicago. So
let's see which direction they go.
It could be another Ohio State. Mike, what about JT? The edge guy from Ohio State. That's his first name. Chumalua starts with a T.
Here's my deal. What about Ezeraku from Boston College?
Yes, that edge guy, without a doubt. I mean,
and he's a good player.
Yeah. And Donovan, man, can he get after it?
Could we have another Kentucky player?
Still got Mike
player?
Green. Still got Will Johnson. There's some people out there.
Deion Walker, a defensive tackle from Kentucky.
I'll tease you guys. It's wide receiver.
Oh Luther Burden? Luther Burden,
yeah.
How about the head coach got another toy? There's no reason.
Caleb's happy.
No reason for Caleb to struggle.
Amen.
And amen. Hey, and if I'm a team looking for some receivers, I'm calling the Bears.
Yeah, because
think about who they have.
Right. That's why. But there's no excuse for Caleb Williams now.
Think about the Bears though. Who they have now?
The Saints should call.
You're not going to get Moore.
DJ Moore.
You're not going
to
get DJ Moore.
From the Panthers, yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, they've got some weapons up there, and so Luther Burden goes into a perfect, perfect situation.
Yeah, you could put him in the slot yards after the catch.
Well, I mean, the Bears yesterday picked right tight end, correct?
Coast.
Yes.
Now I got you a tight end. I got you a receiver.
I'm getting ready to pick after the Saints, who are on the clock now.
And I'll probably go get a defensive end. I won't get another offensive end.
If Caleb Williams does his job this year, the Bears could be the Commanders of last year. No, they should be a
hold it.
To think about what they exactly. But think about what Jane Daniels did for Washington and the difference going to postseason. It might be 1 year off, but there's no excuse. Why the NFC North, boy, top to bottom. It's brutal. But when you look at the Lions, you look at the Vikings, you can look at the Packers and the Bears.
For years, Green Bay just had cakewalk up there.
Yeah, it ain't that no more.
I don't know if they got cakewalk anymore.
Okay, I think we found the new Sean Payton and Ben Johnson. When he wants a toy, man, he gets a
toy.
Get me Colston Loveland. Get me Luther Burden III, and it is official. Luther Burden III.
But you look at the highlights. When he catches the ball, he ain't falling down. He's getting that yards after the catch.
So with the Saints being on the clock now, guys, looking at some of the best available players out there, do you have anybody on your wish list right now for the black and gold?
Well, you can go in any direction you want to go. I mean, as far as the Saints.
I want a starter.
I'd like a corner right now, honestly.
Well, then Trey Amos.
Will Johnson.
No. Okay, Will got to pass a physical for me.
Yeah, I mean, with a bad knee, and maybe.
Benjamin Norris.
Zaire Thomas, the cornerback from Florida State, Mike. He's the second rounder.
Siobhan Revell.
Oh, yeah, East Carolina.
Now, I do know they've spent a lot of time with Siobhan.
There it is.
And so the Saints.
No, that's Luther. Yeah, the Saints on the clock.
Saints on the clock. It's less than 3 minutes, and we'll give you that pick when we get it here. And we're counting it down.
I heard some cheers. I'm like, what's going on here?
Exactly.
Well, wait a minute. What am I missing here?
It's going to be interesting. What's the over and under on the Bears win total and the odds of that? Mike, that might be a good bet.
How much you want to kick in with?
Going to the playoffs
We can do that Monday.
The Silver Slipper. We're going to be there to talk about the draft Monday night, the Silver Slipper, our annual draft show. We always do at the Slipper that Monday, and we won't be back at the Slipper until August. Preseason, so Mike, I might have to contribute to your cause here.
I'll contribute to Silver Slipper.
Right.
All right.
Well, it does look like the black and gold are going quarterback here, gentlemen.
They're going quarterback?
They are going quarterback.
They're going quarterback here. Boys.
And I think it could be Alabama, Louisville, and I'd say third choice would be Shador.
I think it's Shook.
I got to say, I think Jeff Duncan's going to be happy.
Yeah.
I think it's Shook.
Yeah.
There's the look inside the Saints.
And if it is Shook.
Facility.
Mike.
They're all clapping.
Deuce, my thing is, this is Kellen Moore's first real decision. First real one.
Because he's a quarterback.
He's a quarterback.
If he wants Shook, he thinks Shook.
You got him as a quarterback. You got your OC as a quarterback.
Scott Tolzien.
And you got your quarterback coach.
You got
all played. quarterback in the NFL.
Well, one of them maybe have some eligibility because the way the quarterback situation is might have to be. But my thing is, I think it's Tyler Shuck from Louisville. They've spent a lot of time with Tyler. Again, he's 25 years old. He'll be 26 in September. He came to Manning Passing Academy when he was at Texas Tech and when he was at Louisville. And he started at Oregon. He was right. Back up to Justin Herbert.
So 3 years at Oregon, three years at Texas Tech, 1 year at Louisville.
So I would be shocked if you don't – I think he'll beat out Spencer Rattler. And that means we're not getting Aaron Rodgers. So I'm going to go on the limb right now. Day one, he'll be the starting quarterback to kick off the season. Because of his age, what, he's like 25?
26.
His age?
He's 25. Yeah. He's 26.
No, 26. He ain't no little boy. He ain't no little boy. He's going to be the starting quarterback, I think, come day one.
Bob, you want me to tell you the bad news about this? You know what he ran his 40 in?
Was that Mike?
4.63.
Oh, that's fast. 4.63.
Now, if you watch him, he's not the best movement guy.
That means you can run fast
so
in a straight line.
Yeah, running
a straight line. Yeah, you can't juke nobody.
he ain't juking anybody.
No, Mike, 4.63, that's
that's what he ran.
That's impressive.
There's Ryan Ramczyk.
Look at that's slim, man, look. Slim
Ryan Wisconsin, Ramczyk. Stevens Point.
We're all expecting the quarterback to be picked here for the black and gold. Ryan Ramczyk at the podium announcing the selection.
You can play tight end.
Man.
Is he running marathons like Fanica or something?
No.
No.
He ain't quite no, he's yet. Not. No, that knee doesn't allow.
Okay. All right, yeah.
Tyler Shuck.
And there it is. It is official. The Saints have selected Louisville quarterback Tyler Shuck. He just gets off the phone as we're watching here. And again, boy, what a career for him in a bounce around to start to go to Oregon. And he's a backup to Justin Herbert.
Right.
Then he goes to Texas Tech, has some injuries there, ends up at Louisville, and now he's with New Orleans.
Justin has been in the league, what, 4 years?
Yeah. See, I would be shocked. I'm telling you, we're going to have these draft shows, let's say, I don't know, sample size, 3 or 4 years down the road, he's still going to be the Saints quarterback.
See, that was one of my.
This is the Saints quarterback for the future. We're not drafting him next year. I'm telling you, this is going to be the guy for the future. I'm just thinking he's going to play well enough that they're going to trust him.
When you say future, you mean 5 years?
Like a handful of years, 4 or 5 years. He's going to do well enough that they're going to give him an opportunity to be the man.
There have been 8 different quarterbacks in the last 4.
I am that confident in his ability. That he's going to have success because we're Kellen Moore, and what they're going to do, and he's not going to be overwhelmed. Come on, he's 25, 26 years old. So I think that bodes well.
How tall are you? He's 6'4 and 7'8".
Okay, I was more 6'3 and 3/4, and they rounded off to 6'4 in the program.
He's lean, too. And tall.
So they let you wear your cleats.
With my cleats, I was 6'4", dude. Yeah. No, with my cleats, I was 6'4". Right.
That's what they tell me. I'm told. They told me, oh, you're technically 6'1". I said, oh, no, I'm 6'2". I'm not 6'1 and 3/8". I'm 6'2".
Yeah, right.
So, Shuck, now, guys, the first time ever a quarterback selected by the Saints in the second round.
Listen, look at it. I trust.
RG was the last one in the regular draft because Dave Wilson,
he's from California, University of Illinois, Supplemental in 1981.
And now the pick right after has been traded to Buffalo, so it wasn't
almost Chicago had
the last 3 picks.
So. Right.
But the one thing with Tyler, he is your pocket pro style quarterback. That is his deal.
And the thing is, think about when they put their minds together, like Deuce brought up. Look how coaching staff. It's a bunch of quarterbacks.
Well, they
ain't picking him if they don't think that son of a gun can't play.
I can tell you right now. And here's the thing as well. You're going to pick a quarterback that you feel like that can play, if needed, early.
Right, yeah.
If needed, early.
Right.
If I take a quarterback this year, I am getting somebody that can play if needed, and put air quotes around it.
Yeah, you got to win the job. Then I just go give it to him.
Not necessarily that, because you don't know what's going to happen with
Spencer or something?
With Derek Carr.
I blew off Derek Carr, man. I'm going to get him out of town.
Well, I mean, you still got $40 million invested.
I know. I got you. I don't know. I'm mad at him.
He's mad at him because he made $40 million. Yeah, he ain't even got to play.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why he's
mad. I'm bitter, dude.
So if they pick a quarterback, they were going to get somebody that could play if needed, immediately.
Right, right. So let's say Derek Carr, my shoulder, I still can't play. So this guy would give you an opportunity. Right.
Guys.
You're not developing, they think he can contribute right away.
So guys, I'll ask you both this question.
Okay.
I think, for me, quarterbacks today coming out are more ready to play at the NFL than ever before.
Well, you know why? Deuce? Because they're staying 5-6 years in college. That's why.
And then you know what else? They have these 7-on-7 camps and all that. We didn't have none of that growing up.
No, it changed the world.
But, Bobby, the other part of it is most of them, if you look at it, where did Cam Ward start school?
Well, like Incarnate Word.
Incarnate Word.
Yeah.
Then where did he go?
Washington State.
Then where did he go?
And then he went to Miami.
He's played in three different systems before he even gets to the NFL.
Right. No, that's
and Tyler's played in
Shuckers well, too.
Shuckers played in three different systems before he even gets to the NFL.
So they expose, they're traveling all-stars. I mean, hey, you know, I'm a hard gun.
We laugh, but it's true.
No, I'm a hard gun.
It's true.
Yeah.
Just curious how you guys feel Shuck is a better – looking prospect than maybe a Spencer Rattler.
Yes.
I think
a better quarterback. Maybe not running.
How many times have you seen him in person throw?
Who Tyler Shuck?
Yes.
No, I just trust the coaches. I ain't seen nothing.
I trust them, but I don't trust them because I'm going to trust my eyes. I'm going to go with what I see.
Right.
If you're going to ask me that question.
Yeah, you got to watch
it. I need to see you throw. I need to see what it looks like against other guys in the NFL.
Well, I know he can throw better than Milrow, but he can't run that good. See, that's the thing with Milrow.
I agree with you there now.
Yeah, everybody.
I've seen that. I can see that.
We've all seen that.
Milrow, just a beast. But then, I don't know, it's like a feast or famine. We talked about this against LSU. He looked like the varsity versus the JV. Then you see him against Oklahoma. He can't hit the broadside of a barn.
Look what he did in the first half against Michigan.
Right.
Awful.
So I think you want consistency. And, you know, as a quarterback or a coach coaching that position, you just want somebody to be steady. And I think that's what they got here.
So, Steve, when you ask that question, you got to remember – Spencer Rattler was the number one player
out of high school.
In the country. That was my just overall feeling going into today even, is like any of these QB prospects do you think have a better shot at being your starting quarterback over a guy like Rattler?
I think you have a vision for him, but I mean, how much work have they really had with Spencer Rattler out on the field, those coaches?
Right, that's true.
They're leaning on the scouting department and guys to be able to tell them. They can go look at the film, I mean, like we do, but I mean.
Go be a fresh start, don't you think? Like, get out there and go.
Let the best man win.
They're not tied to
Spencer. Go out there and compete.
Let's go
out there and compete.
Here's my deal, too, and I'll repeat it. This is a Kellen Moore pick.
Right.
They didn't pick this without Kellen Moore saying, that's my guy, because now he could have had Shadir, he could have had Milrow,
and he
picked Shuck.
Yeah.
To me, this one is not a Jeff Ireland pick Mickey Loomis pick. This is Kellen Moore. This is why you hired him to say, find me the next starter at quarterback.
No, you don't have to be Drew Brees, but he has to be a legit starter that you'd want to have for the next decade. You know, look, I hate to say this, but kind of you look at overall Derek Carr's career, you know, you want him to be top five. If he could just be top 10 or 12, Mike, you know, like everybody wants to start a quarterback. There's not enough.
You mean in the NFL?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like this year?
No. But his career unfolds. Like, people don't give Derek Carr enough credit. Derek Carr, he's the middle of the pack. I mean, at best you could say 12, but it's not like he don't belong in the NFL. There's not enough quarterbacks. Derek Carr's legit. But that doesn't mean you're going to win a championship. Now, will he bring us a championship?
I can't argue with that statement that you made. So we're in agreement.
Yeah.
We're in agreement.
Wait a minute. Let me write that one down.
We agree?
Yeah.
I told you, I got to write that one down. The Buffalo Bills have selected defensive tackle from South Carolina, TJ Sanders. Deuce, I told you this yesterday. I still don't see how LSU beat them in that game. That is unbelievable with all that talent.
You've got playmakers. You're littered with playmakers.
God.
Well, look at Luke. He's trying to get us to break because he's so mad that we didn't draft Shador.
The Saints got their quarterback, though, right now. Tyler Shuck from Louisville taken 40th overall by the Black and Gold. We'll be right back with more of our TrainSouth.com WWL Draft Fest right after this on WWL. back here on our Draft Fest coverage at Hooters in Metairie, 4748 Veterans Boulevard. Recapping the picks that just came off the board. Tyler Shough, Louisville quarterback, going to the New Orleans Saints with the 40th overall selection. Then it was T.J. Sanders from getting picked by the Buffalo Bills. Right after that, the defensive lineman out of South Carolina. And another LSU boy coming off the board. It is Mason Taylor going to the New York Jets at the 42nd overall selection in round two. We're going to recap more of that right after this. Stay tuned here on WWL.